Well, hello people, and it is people this time, it's not just men. Because I do hope that some femones actually listen to this, because it is for them, and would help them greatly. And just a few truths, that's all. First of all, femones, man is genetically attracted to feminine women, not butch women, or women that are trying to be men. He's not looking for the same thing as he is, he's looking for the opposite. Of course, that pertains to mostly all modern femmes of today, because they're all walking around so entitled that they think their shit don't stink, when of course in reality, femmes poo smells worse than man's. And it's also a fact that man poos more than a femme does. Why is that? Because a man eats more, he has to fuel his powerful body, because he's usually building, walking, exercising, riding a bike, he's always doing something and he's burning more fuel, so he has to keep on putting fuel in. Femmes, on the other hand, don't burn a lot of fuel, do they really? Of course, not all of them, but most of them aren't really that energetic, are they? Except their mouth moves a lot, that burns a bit of energy. And of course all these femmes are saying, where have all the good men gone? Well, they've gone away from you, because you femmes become quite obnoxious. And it's true, for over hundreds and hundreds of years, femmes have been moaning and nagging men, because they're never satisfied. But the moaning and nagging and whining has been getting louder and louder every year that went by. And men are tired of it now. We want the femmes to show us the same respect that we show them. And it's not man's job to look after femmes. Because remember, you don't need no man. So if you femmes want a good man, then try and be nice. And not just for a little while, until something doesn't go your way and then you have a hissy fit. You see, modern man isn't going to tolerate it anymore. Oh yeah, here's something else that can help you out, femmes. Stop dressing like whores. I mean, show a bit of class. Sometimes it's a lot more sexier not being able to see, if you know what I mean. But most of you femmes now walk around with it hanging out everywhere. Yes, something else that might help you too, femmes. Stop with the attachments, you know? Those great big eyelashes, the loads of makeup, moving your eyebrows halfway up your forehead. You look like goddamn clowns. And stop with these fillers or pumping your lips up. A man doesn't want to go kiss a fish. So you see, when you add it all up, you look kind of strange and like clowns, and you have a terrible attitude, and nobody's allowed to criticize you at all. Obviously, you're a femme. And it seems to be your way or the highway. Well, men have chose the highway, and it's a better drive, actually. And of course you hear those things from femmes, oh, he loves his car more than he loves me. Well, that's because the car is probably liable, and probably doesn't have as many miles on the clock as a femme does. And of course, men have found out that femmes lie a lot. Very much. In fact, most of the modern femmes hardly ever tell the truth. But of course, we all say white lies now and then, of course. That's just human nature. But femmes lie about everything. Spend 14 years bringing this child up, and you find out by accident it's not yours. That's a big lie that she was keeping, isn't it? So you see, femmes, if you really do want a man, and a good man, just do what your heart tells you. Not what something on social media tells you or the feminist told you. And of course, if you're a femme who's not interested about men and likes to go things by herself and do things by herself and have a great time, then you have nothing to worry about. Because let me tell you, men love solitude. They don't necessarily need company, but actually a femme does. And here's another thing femmes can sort themselves out about. Men don't generally like overweight femmes. It's not their fault. It's genetic. Because an overweight femme, when they get pregnant, it's not going to be very good for the child. The man doesn't think about this. It's just a genetic thing. His body's telling him that. So he doesn't find usually overweight femmes attractive. And, of course, there's another thing. I myself don't like tattoos. Especially ones that cover almost the whole body, or the whole back, or the whole front, or the whole arm, on a femme. And it's another thing that femmes are doing to try to appear like they're more like men, when they're not. And you're just turning good men away from you. And for those young femmes at the moment, you're getting a lot of attention from men, because you're young, and most likely healthy, and can bear children. that won't last forever, especially your looks will start to fade quite quickly. That's also genetic, by the way, and don't let anybody tell you that femmes are ageless. They're not. You see, nature has a plan, and the plan has been from the beginning, and it hasn't changed. If you think, femmes, there, that you're showing men, you're not. Men are getting more sex than they ever have done, and they can still go out with their friends the next night, because you probably won't see that femme again anyway. I mean, I'm trying to help you femmes out there, but really, it's only common sense. But the modern femme doesn't seem to have any. So really what I'm saying, femmes, if you want a good man, you're gonna have to work at it. You can't just dress up and stand in the corner like you used to. And by the way, man doesn't like deceit, so don't lie to him straight away at least. Because men aren't as stupid and dumb as they were many years ago. The female nature is all over social media for all the world to see. So unfortunately, femmes, the jig is up. For those men out there still, stay awake and aware as always. Because generally the femme is only after your wallet. For those femmes that might be listening to this, I've put a link in the description down below to a cat shelter where you can go and get a cat. And I thank you for listening.